Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Hope everybody's having a good day, good night, wherever you are. Rick Tittle with you. It is the Video Game Review coming to you from normally downtown San Francisco, but I'm at home doing the show from Skype. Scott is back in the studios. I'm over on the Oakland side. He's on the San Francisco side, but we're ready to take your calls to talk about video games. This is the only nationally syndicated radio show every week that opens up the lines to the country. So feel free to get in, whether you're a new gamer or you're a hardcore lifetime gamer like myself. Everyone in between is welcome. Don't be shy. The toll-free line is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in and get you heard across the United States and the world, because not only are we on Sports Byline, which you can hear through sportsbyline.com, click listen live. Any emails, by the way, and that's to win the video game we give away at 40 after. And also cheat codes at the end. Send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com. But we're on the American Forces Radio Network with 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea as well. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. We hope to see you at home very, very soon. Also, on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, normally Twitch, but that's in our studio, so no Twitch right now. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. Also on SiriusXM, the Dan Patrick channel as well. Great to be on Sirius once again. We do have a guest. Austin Moorhead has written a book called Young Guns, Obsession, Overwatch, and the Future of Gaming. He's going to join me at 9:25 Pacific, and we will talk exactly about that. I want to ask him about esports and the Olympics and other such things. And then your calls. How you doing out there? We're all kind of locked down. We know that. We've been playing a lot of games. I will tell you what's new this week, as I do. I will also give away a brand new game at 40 after as well. So call up 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to listen to your TV set, we're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, on your cable provider. That's in 35 million homes. But we're going to talk video games. What have you been playing? Normally I say, what have you been playing this weekend? What have you been playing this week? So we'll do that, give a game away, talk to a guest, talk to you. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on the other side on the Video Game Review.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Are you a 1099 contractor, business owner, or self-employed? Then you need to hear this important message. Through the Coronavirus Relief Act, you may be entitled to an advance of up to $10,000. But if you are like most hardworking Americans, you don't have time to spend hours waiting on hold and digging through government paperwork. The good news is, you don't have to. SBA Coach has already done all the heavy lifting for you. Text SBA to 55444 and our two-minute survey will tell you if you qualify, then get you started on our simple and easy application. Funds are limited, so don't miss your chance. Text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com to get your free qualification survey. We are here to help you apply to the SBA, but we are not connected or endorsed by the federal government or SBA. Again, text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com and get in line for the funding you need.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening, and hope everybody's doing well. And if we're healthy, we have nothing to complain about. Everything else is just people trying to act like this was 9/11 or Omaha Beach or something. It's not. If you aren't feeling well, I hope you feel well very, very soon. Coming up in the next segment, we will talk to Austin Moorhead about his new book, which is called Young Guns, Obsession, Overwatch, and the Future of Gaming. Very interesting. We'll get his perspective. Also, as I said, we'll give away a brand new game at 40 After. And in that segment, I'll let you know what's new coming down the pike. And we do, of course, have digital downloads, as we always have, through DLC. And we can have games delivered to our house. You can have somebody handed to you outside the doors of your video game store. But it brings to mind the question of and I saw an article on PC Magazine this week talking about our video game privilege. And it was interesting, and I understand, you know, the gist of it, that you know, anything we do that's leisurely and entertaining, and you know, if we're not digging a well, of course it is a privilege, you know, to do anything like that. You try to work to earn your day of leisure, as the Beatles would say. But this whole concept about maybe video games are eating up too much bandwidth when the bandwidth could be used in other ways. Now, I'll put it to you this way. If we're eating up, and I say we because I'm a player, a gamer playing online, if we're eating up too much bandwidth, that's keeping hospitals or any sort of medical facility, doctors, nurses, from performing their duties, then I will turn off all my video game consoles, PC, phone, everything. Because, of course, life and death comes first, and people being healthy comes first. But when people said, oh, video games are eating too much bandwidth, I think 99% of that might be affecting you know, streaming media like Netflix or Amazon Prime or YouTube TV, Apple TV, things like that, which we all partake in as well. So it just seems, and this isn't a widespread thing, but it does seem like video games always bear the brunt of, like, that's frivolity. However you're going to entertain yourself is the way you like to entertain yourself, right? I know a month ago we got the story from Italy that their main internet provider called Telecom SPA, that they were complaining that Fortnite and Call of Duty Modern Warfare was eating up too much of their bandwidth. Well, I'm not Italian. I'm an American. I can't tell you what the situation is there. I know that Italy had a tough go of it and still is having a tough go of it. But were they eating up anything that was more important? Because I don't think you can judge, and I would never judge somebody's entertainment as being more or less important than mine. Now, that's entertainment. That's entertainment. The stars. And anyway. So I know that Sony this week was throttling down speeds to keep their network stability. And that makes complete and total sense because you don't want a complete shutdown. More about Sony in a second. But about 3 weeks ago, when we were all sort of getting acclimated to our new normal, which is, I guess, what we're doing now, that it was a Saturday that I completely lost my Wi-Fi. And the hold time to call up my provider, they said, was an hour and a half to be on hold. And then I realized it was fruitless because that meant that everyone was trying to get through. And so they had some kind of deal, and I thought, I hope it works by Sunday because I have to do this show, and I need my Wi-Fi to do my show from my house as I am right now. I'm wearing a Astro gaming headset right now. Not Houston. They're cheaters. Different Astro. But so it came back on, and that's just because I think whatever they were doing, they weren't used to, and this is an assumption on my part. It could have been somebody spilled coffee on a circuit breaker, but I think it's just they weren't used to the overwhelming demand on so much bandwidth coming from them. Now, back to Sony. They did announce this weekend that they're scaling back production of the PS5s. Now, don't worry. This doesn't mean that they're not shipping any to the United States, but they say for the next year, they're only going to make 6 million. 6 million PS5s. Now, if you're wondering what that means, we'll put it into perspective that when the PS4 came out, they made 7.5 million in the first year. So I don't think I'll ever see the biggest crush I ever saw in my life. The PS4 is in the top three, but it was third. The number one crush I saw was for the PlayStation 2. And I had to escape from San Quentin. Maybe that's too dramatic, but it took a lot to get my hands on a PS2. And then very close second was the Wii. The Wii was just not possible to get. It was the Tickle Me Elmos of consoles. So whenever they're taking pre-orders for the PS5, when that's official, I'm going in. And I can tell you that I didn't learn my lesson with the PS2 because with the PS4, I put my order in, but I was 90 millionth in line. So it's like, did you reserve one? I did. Well, these people reserved theirs, and the list is the Dead Sea Scrolls. And you're like, yuck. So the way I got my PS4, I went to a GameStop in my town, which unfortunately, I was closed down. It was before this pandemic thing, too. And the guy told me, he said, look, the way we have it is we give you 24 hours notice to pick a PS4, and then we go to the walk-up crowd. So I can tell you, and he knew me. He didn't know my name, but he knew my face. He's like, look, if you want to come back here when we open, there's a chance there could be three, because three guys did not pick up their PS4s yesterday. I was like, wow. What time do you open? He's like, we open at 10. So then I'll get there at 9. I got there at 9, and there were already two people in line. And as soon as I got in the line, I swear, within 10 minutes, there were like 20 people behind me. And he was right. He had three. Each guy went up. Let me go in the back and check. And all three, and I got the last one. I'm like, holy moly. And by the way, he goes, you're going to need to have this PS4 camera, webcam. I'm like, no, I won't need it. He goes, you're going to need it. Trust me. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to need it. I was right about that. But then he said, oh, by the way, if you want to go on the PlayStation Network, it's going to cost you. I go, no, that's Xbox. He goes, no, those days are over. You're going to have to start paying now. $50 a year. Damn it. But the price, they say, is probably going to come down for the PS5. Now, this is hard to remember, but when the PS3 released, it was $599. That can't be right. It was. When the PS4 released, it was $499. So when they came up with the PS4 Plus, that went down to $399. The PS5, from what I've read, will be either $500 or $550, which is going to be less than the PS3. But what's astounding is, and I read this tech report, it says the PlayStation 5 costs $450 to make with all the hardware in it. So this isn't like, you know, buying a watch in Chinatown or something that is going to work well for a few days and then quit. It only does everything. But if it costs $450 to make, that means they're going to make $50 to $100 on it, but they're going to sell it because then you're going to, you know, buy Sony exclusive games. So they're only making a profit of perhaps $50. I found that pretty amazing. These are just reports that I'm seeing in the media. All right, when we come back, we will talk to Austin Moorhead about the future of e-gaming, e-sports, e-teams, all that stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next on the Video Game Review.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome to the show author Austin Moorhead. His new book, available in paperback and also digital, is called Young Guns, Obsession Over Watch and the Future of Gaming. Welcome to the show, Austin. And when you say young guns, we're talking young. How young is the youngest professional esports player right now?
Kind of depends as you define as a pro. If we're talking about someone who's making money streaming online, I mean, they could be as young as 13 years old, you know. Wow. But if we're talking about Overwatch League specifically, which the book covers, they have a minimum age of 18 to play in the league.
Now, that's the OWL, the Overwatch League, something that you've been obsessed with. And I think when I saw Joe Lacob of the Warriors go out and buy a team, and you think about people with cash putting money in, and the owner of the Patriots and the Rams and the Mets, I mean, when you saw this, these guys aren't dumb, and they're pretty stingy with their money, and it kind of showed you that this league is going places here.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised to see, you know, the guys like you mentioned, Kraft and Kroenke and Wilt and the Wilpon group, putting up $20 million for a team that's essentially, you know, a half dozen to a dozen teenagers. So that did surprise me. It kind of drew my attention. The Warriors group, actually, they turned down an Overwatch League franchise. They bought a League of Legends franchise instead.
Oh, that's it.
It actually looks pretty smart in retrospect.
That's the thing that's kind of scary, though, because you think about a game that comes out and everyone plays Fortnite, and then a couple weeks later they go, it's for little kids. What's the next thing? And that can be a little bit challenging because, you know, all of a sudden whatever's clever is no longer cool.
Yeah, exactly. So first, Overwatch League had to deal with Fortnite coming on the scene, which was a cultural phenomenon. I mean, everyone was playing that. So now the Riot, which makes League of Legends, has released Valorant, which is another first-person shooter. And so the Overwatch League kind of minor league system, it's called Contenders, you just saw this mass exodus from Contenders players who just decided they'd rather go try to be a Valorant pro than be in the minor league Overwatch system. So it's a difficult market to invest in.
So you follow a couple teams. You follow the team out here, the San Francisco Shock and the London Spitfire. I think it's interesting how they, first of all, how they get their players, and then their players or athletes, gamers, whatever you want to call them, a lot of them have pseudonyms. You know, you don't want to be Bob Smith. It sounds cool if you're like Ninja, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I really enjoyed was I would ask them, you know, like one of the main characters in the book is Sinatra. And so I'm thinking, okay, this must be related to Frank Sinatra. And it's like, oh, no, there's a mix. The fourth mixtape by Logic, the rapper, was Young Sinatra, Welcome to Forever. And that's where Sinatra comes from. And he has an extra A on there. I'm like, why is there the extra A? And he's like, I'm not sure. Maybe Sinatra was taken, or maybe I just liked the extra A. And that was kind of common. These guys, when they invented their name, it was kind of on a whim. And the details are hazy.
Well, how do they recruit? I mean, do people sit there and scour over Twitch and see who is dominating, or do they go to sort of smaller regional tournaments and you kind of come up through the ranks that way?
Yeah, I mean, at least in the Overwatch leagues I'm most familiar with, they would just watch the tape of people playing matches, either streaming themselves online, or if there was a regional tournament playing, they could just get the digital feed, you know, sitting in Los Angeles. So, you know, the coaches grind a lot of tape in this game. You know, it's all digital, so it's all available, and that's the primary way they find players. Although oftentimes players will say, "Hey, I one time played on this team with this guy. I remember he was an amazing Lucio player. We should go talk to him because we need a Lucio player." So those are the two primary ways.
Speaking with author Austin Moorhead, the new book called Young Guns. Couple more questions. When people talk about a team's practice schedule, Now, a lot of gamers say practice. I'm in front of my monitor 9 hours a day anyway. I'm practicing. But it's a different kind of practice, isn't it? How so?
Well, part of it is that sometimes the coaches will want them to practice a specific strategy, and so they'll set up scenarios for them to practice that and internal scrims against each other. But then they also are constantly having scrimmages against other teams within the league. So they actually can test out new strategies against top-tier talent from their practice room.
Are we sort of still waiting? I mean, there have been some guys who have been very famous and girls as well, but are we kind of waiting for that Tiger Woods, someone who's going to be so good that they get out of the video game niche and go mainstream so everyone knows that player's name? Are we still kind of waiting for that person?
Well, I mean, it's already happened in Korea. Like, Faker is famous. He's one of the greatest League of Legends. He's probably the best League of Legends player of all time. Just amazingly consistent in the course of his career. I think the American market, you know, it's kind of the great white whale for esports. A lot of efforts have kind of started here and failed. And I do think we're still kind of waiting for that great American player. I mean, you have Ninja, who is a phenomenon on streaming. You know, he's probably making over $10 million a year on streaming, but he's not really like a tournament winning, he's not doing winning tournaments like the way Tiger was just dominant when he came on the scene. So yeah, I think that's fair to say in America.
What is it about the Olympics too? Because I'm all for making it an Olympic sport. It takes tremendous hand-eye coordination and it takes tremendous will. You have to deal with so much stress. You have to deal with so much strategy, but when I talk to other people in my field, they're like, oh, give me a break. I mean, I think it would be cool to have – I'm a video game enthusiast, obviously. I'm a gamer myself. But where does this stand right now with the IOC and esports?
It's very odd to me. The head of the IOC said that they wouldn't have video games at the Olympics because they don't want activities that promote violence. And, you know, if you look at the survey of research, like, there's nothing that actually establishes any link between video games and increased violence.
Right.
So that's odd. Also, like, boxing is at the Olympics and, like, fencing is at the Olympics. There's all kinds of, like, you know, violent sports. So I think, like, there's a bit of a moment right now. Like, the World Health Organization used to be very anti-video games because they claimed it promoted violence. And now they're saying that it's actually a great activity for while we're all sheltering at home during the COVID-19 pandemic. So I think it could be shifting, and we'll see it there one day.
I'm just interested. Also, you said earlier that with the Golden State Warriors buying a League of Legends team instead of Overwatch, that was quite prescient on their part, or it worked out that way. Why is it better that they had done that?
Well, I mean, League of Legends is, you know, the 800-pound gorilla. You know, like, if just like one stat, like in an average month, 100 million hours of League of Legends are watched on Twitch. And, you know, that's probably something like 60 million for Fortnite and 30 million for Counter-Strike. And it's probably down like closer to like sub 10 million for a game like Overwatch. So they're investing in a league that has a much steadier audience. And, you know, Overwatch just is it's a first-person shooter, and there's a kind of a new one like twice a year. So it's more difficult to keep the audience.
What about, you know, esports arena? Because we know that, you know, Oakland has a place, Kansas City, Nashville. Are we going to see some more, you know, stadia specifically designed for this stuff?
Yes, I think we're definitely going to see more stadiums designed for this. You know, one interesting idea is that, you know, we have these malls that are losing anchor tenants as, like, retail moves online. And so, you know, there's some groups going around who are basically retrofitting what used to be a retail store at the mall into an esports arena. And so I think it's, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more of that.
Does gold farming affect esports at all? Because we know that there are, you know, stories of places in China where they have hundreds of employees and it's just, you know, time is money, and they don't want to put in the hours. They just want to go ahead and just buy and basically pay to win. Is there any way that gold farming affects esports?
I don't think so. I mean, gold farming was primarily a phenomenon in World of Warcraft, although it's, you know, it pops up other places too. But you know, most of the things that you would win in a game an esport is based on are cosmetic. They're like a specific skin for your character or something like that. So I don't think it is going to have the same impact.
What's next? I mean, we talked about the Olympics and maybe more arenas, but do you know what the next big game is going to be, or what do you think's on the horizon here?
Oh yeah, Valorant is definitely the next big game. I mean, Riot, they've built a successful League of Legends league. It's been going on for like 10 years. So they can also look at all the other leagues that have popped up recently, the Call of Duty League, the Overwatch League. They can look at how Fortnite approached esports, and they can kind of pick all the best ideas out of there, plus what they know. And so I think they're going to do a good job, and they're going to set up a very popular league.
Yeah, Valorant, kind of that. I like the cel shaded. It's a 5-on-5 FPS game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the tactics behind that. All right, so for people who want to pick up Young Guns, Obsession, Overwatch, and the Future of a Gaming, where do they go?
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Barnes & Noble, Target, wherever you like to buy books.
Congratulations on a book that gets that kind of publicity. That's awesome for you. We've been speaking with Austin Moorhead. Great to have you on the show, and welcome back anytime, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Are you a 1099 contractor, business owner, or self-employed? Then you need to hear this important message. Through the Coronavirus Relief Act, you may be entitled to an advance of up to $10,000. But if you are like most hardworking Americans, you don't have time to spend hours waiting on hold and digging through government paperwork. The good news is, you don't have to. SBA Coach has already done all the heavy lifting for you. Text SBA to 55444 and our 2-minute survey will tell you if you qualify, then get you started on our simple and easy application. Funds are limited, so don't miss your chance. Text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com to get your free qualification survey. We are here to help you apply to the SBA, but we are not connected or endorsed by the federal government or SBA. Again, text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com and get in line for the funding you need.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network, coming to you from my home in the Oakland area. But we are here for your calls, as I said, 1-800-878-PLAY. We will let you know what's new this week. Also, remember the cheat code at the end of the show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, that is the email address. You said it too fast. The email address that I just want you to use now to win the game. What game? At 40 after. I always give away a brand new game on the show, and the second person who sends me the correct answer will win that game. The game, which just came out on April 3rd, is called Hyper Parasite. It's available for the PC, the Switch, Xbox One, and PS4. I have it here for the PS4. The publisher of this game is Hound Picked Games. A dog did it. Hound Picked Games. The developer is Troglobytes Games. And my question is this game about the Oscar-winning South Korean movie, or is this about something else? Let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com. Hyper Parasite. Let me just tell you the little blurb. Hyper Parasite is a relentless twin-stick shooter brawler with roguelike mechanics and is set in the roaring 80s, offering cool looks, fast action, and tight controls. The on-screen cast of characters, 60 different classes, all of which you can control, exploiting their own attributes, weapons, and moves, present a game of outrageous action, rip-roaring brawling at its very best, laced with a comic slant which adds spice and fun. So no more looking for weapons. It's the dude you control that is packed with the surprises. You are Hyper Parasite. A dystopian world presents an ambiance of dislocation, menace, and tough love, which is set around World War III, the unseen aggressor marauding and consuming its way through the population is a parasitic organism capable of making hosts of unsuspecting human beings, consuming what's left of their souls and wrecking unfathomable havoc. How's that? It's like Elaine with the Peterman catalog. I mean, somebody has to sit down and write that all up. That's not bad. So once again, just let me know, is this about the movie or is this something else? It sounds like something else. That's a hint. Hyper Parasite from Troglobyte and Hound Picked Games. That's rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll get to the new releases coming up here in just a second. But what have you been playing? Well, I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty. My Call of Duty Season 3 is in effect. It always takes a long time to download. So I've been playing that, getting a lot of the free guns. I do not fork out per season. I don't care what my character looks like. I earn new characters anyway. If that's your thing, that's fine. But Fallout 1.36, Wastelanders, finally, NPCs, which we have not had in Fallout 76. That's non-playing characters. You could have conversations with other people because before, other people were real people. And it was scary. It was not altruistic. I was not teaming up with anyone. And I got killed a few times in the beginning, and I hated it. And it was people way more powerful than me. I was like level 5, and they were like level 80. I didn't think it was fair. So I put the game down for a while. Now I'm at the point where I'm not a level 150, but whenever anybody sees me now, they run. I'm not trying to kill them because then I'm wanted and then it's a big pain. Like I threw a grenade at somebody, you know, not a real person, but just some monster, whatever it was, Deathclaw. And all of a sudden there was a warrant out and then you could kill me without penalty. And I thought, why? Part of my grenade hit the side of a guy's house. It's like GTA when you bump into somebody and then the cops pull up and shoot you. It's like, what happened? But we were just talking about bandwidth earlier. And so I went to download Fallout 1.36 and it said 99 plus hours for the download. Now, I knew that wasn't true, but I knew I was also in for it. So it took parts of two nights to download this thing. Wasn't the full 99 hours, but it was a bit of a pain. But that's almost because they reinvented the game. But there's a brand new main story, Wastelanders. You go to Vault 76, you meet a couple people, and I was actually having conversations with people like Fallout 4 or Fallout 3. There are you know, factions, the Raiders at Crater, the Settlers at Foundation. You can recruit an ally now. Certain NPCs can come live in your CAMP or camp. They can help defend your camp. There are challenging new events like riding shotgun and radiation rubble. New enemies who I don't care for because they cause me stress, but I whip their behind. They still make my blood boil. Wendigo Colossus. I have not run into those yet, but that doesn't make me look too forward to that. And packs of floaters. Sounds like something in the John, but yeah, I have not run into those as well. And then a lot of new locations in Appalachia. There was one place I went to. It was the entrance to a new cave, and it said, by the way, when you go into this cave, just you and your friends can come in. No one else can come in. But by the way, the decisions you make, be very careful of the decisions you make. You can't reverse them. And by the way, it doesn't save a lot. So make sure you make a checkpoint before it saves. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's in here? Eh, not much. A couple of like radiated fools, hit him with Grognar's axe. And dead end, and then I left. I don't really know what was going on there. But as I said, full conversations with NPCs. I just had a couple outside of Vault 76. There were two women, Lacey and Isella, and they're like, hey, you know where this is? I'm like, not really. And they go, okay, bye. But anyway, there's a quest that will open up when you get to Sutton. That's one of the towns there in West Virginia. And, you know, if you encounter raiders, they're going to attack you, but you can actually, I guess, broker a peace with them at some time, a separate peace. The Settlers, now they're a collection of survivors that are near Washington, D.C. And so when they heard there was land, they caravaned out to Appalachia. And being from California, I always said Appalachia until I was corrected by the people who live there. They say Appalachia, so I'm trying to say it right for them. But these are repurposing structures such as the at Spruce Knob, constructing the foundation there. And the Settlers are very happy to speak with you and trade with you, and you can get to know them better. You can become an ally if you want. But after you get the main quest, you can get access to gold bullion. And that is a new in-game currency. So remember before it was atoms, and you could go to the atom shot. So gold bullion, you can exchange treasury notes at the gold prince machines. Now, I always wanted to know what I needed to do with pre-war money. Pre-war money is just basically treated like cloth when you were building things. You can get treasury notes by competing in public events, which I never do.
You sound antisocial, Rick.
There's a parade. Go look at it. Nah, I'm good. And plus, I'm always over encumbered. I have not fast traveled in that game since probably last summer when it came out. I just have not fast traveled. I'm always over encumbered. All the other Fallout games, even Skyrim, the Oblivion games, I could put 90,000 pounds of dinosaur bones into one bedside drawer. Literally, I did. And now there's just... They say, oh, we've added 100 to your weight. I'm like, ooh, one more weapon I can carry. So there are three gold bullion vendors that you can find. Some new guns. There's a gauze shotgun and a gauze minigun. I don't use those gauze guns. They take too long to charge up. And then they don't really do anything. And by the way, the floaters come in three variations. Flamer for a floater, freezer floater, and chomper floater. And apparently they swarm with super mutants. And as I said, I'm not looking forward to them. There's also blood eagles. Now, I knew that I had reached a new point in this game when I faced three Scorch Beasts, and one of them was legendary. Three at once. And I was taking a lot of stim packs, but I defeated all three at once. It used to be if I had one, I had to turn off the game because I had just my hand handed to me. But now there are bands of blood eagles. I don't know how big they are, but they don't sound good. And then there's Cult of the Mothman. Now, the Mothman will appear and then disappear. And now there are mysterious cultists that come around. And then a couple of new updated locations, Watoga Underground, something called the Deep, the Wayward, Mothman cultist camps as well. And as I said, people, NPCs, have transformed a couple of places, like the Crash Space Station is supposed to look different. And then one other thing is interesting. I'm believing there's a million other things, but one of the things I find interesting is that the daytime has been lengthened from 8 to 13 game hours. Now, if you play this game, you know that it got dark really quickly. Well, now it's going to be it's like almost like you're in Norway now or something. It's going to stay light just a little bit longer. All right, that's that update. Let's take a look at what's new this week. And remember, there's always new games. You can get them DLC, get them delivered to your front door. how about this? Help will come tomorrow. It doesn't sound good. A sim on PS4. Well, not the game doesn't sound good, just the title. PS4, PC, Xbox One, Switch. Moto GP20 for all you motorcycle enthusiasts. PS4 Stadia, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. I wonder how Stadia is doing with these reduced bandwidths. It already was shady to begin with. It's early. Give it time. Azure Striker Gunvolt. That's the PS4 compilation. Cloudpunk is an action game for the PC. XCOM Chimera Squad, PC strategy game with a big alien head on it. Filament, it's a PC puzzle game and it shows a guy wearing a spacesuit. Picross S4, it's a puzzle game on the Nintendo Switch. Speaking of the Switch, they have a game called Sunless Sea. It's also available on Xbox One. It is an adventure game. Naruto Shippuden, this is on the Switch now. Trials of Mana, PS4, PSC, and Switch. Deliver Us the Moon. We get a lot of games with the Moon titles. Deliver Us, not from the Moon, just Deliver Us the Moon. Xbox One and PS4, an adventure game. Sounds very interesting. Predator Hunting Grounds, PC and PS4. So those are the games that are out this week. And by the way, Cloudpunk says, your name is Reyna. This is your first night working for Cloudpunk, the semi-legal delivery company based in the sprawling city of Nivalis. You go everywhere, from the marrow below the spires to that piece that pierced the gray clouds high above before scraping the edge of the troposphere. Every delivery job is too dangerous, and no one is faster than a Cloudpunk driver. Sounds intriguing? Check out the trick. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Ah! Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Time for the cheat code, but first some sad news. Rick May, who was an actor and a voice actor, and a voice actor in video games, sorry to report that he passed away at the age of 79 from COVID-19. He was Peppy Hare and Andros from Star Fox 64. And he was also Soldier in Team Fortress 2. So the pandemic affecting someone from the video game world, RIP Rick May. Sorry to hear that. All right. Cheat code comes from Chris. He wrote rick@sportsbiling.com. He says, Rick, I'm playing Fantavision. How do I get the full laser? Fantavision. This is good. This is a PS4 game. All right, here it is. Pause the game. Up, up, down, down, left, right, X, circle. Once again, up, up, down, down, left, right, X, circle. The interesting thing about this cheat, when I looked it up, it said this can only be done a limited amount of times. So the developer, I guess, reserved the right. It doesn't say how many. It just says you can't do it forever. So maybe you want to wait till you really need it in case that comes up. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you can write me all week, and I'll correspond with you that way. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Coming up next, we return to Sports Talk on Sirius XM, on SB Nation, and, of course, right here on Sports Byline USA.